But again, this is what I'm saying. Revs, consistency, because you're messing with momentum in the
21.
Game.
It's Houston. Everybody's going to have a good season in Houston. They have nobody.
Not necessarily.
Houston. What did Rodgers do this year without Adams?
He didn't want to be there.
Does not matter. He wanted to play.
He had no care in the world for having an advantage to get Rodgers because he said, I only want to play for that team.
Because
the center can't sit in the
anymore.
Wait, hold on.
Going for the Super Bowl.
Hold on.
Because that's not what in their conference. So, you're going to sit so here they have to, and embarrass yourself on my
they're
show?
They're not winning the conference.
No, I heard your words. I'm right here.
I said Watson's declining.
You said Burrow. Let me say what I have.
Wow.
Hold on. Can I speak?
Look, you're gonna,
if they would have lost.
I didn't guarantee the win, though. Mm-hmm. I didn't guarantee it.
Meanwhile, you got the Steelers there, so don't even bring your name up.
Holy shit.
Must be nice.
Well, Tampa's going to pull it out somehow.
This guy over here.
We all
see the fans before the New Year's over. Happy New Year to the fans.
Yes.
He had no care in the world
because he said, I only want to play for that team.
Hold on. Because that's
so, okay, how do you know?
I heard your words. I'm right
I said Watson.
If they would have lost.
I didn't guarantee the win, though.
Meanwhile, you got the Steelers there, so don't even bring your name up.
I'll give another example.
You misunderstand me.
That's crazy.
You're saying that's me, nice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live on the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Going on by, as always, Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by our good friends at...
Unsolicited role models. Role models you may not want, but you may just need.
It is the first episode of 2024. Dougie and the Boys is back for another year.
Woo!
And we got to remember the show started with just myself and Big Dave.
Yeah, but that was just boring. You know, you had to add some flavor, you know.
Must be.
You gotta add flavor, you know, Jonathan and myself.
Yeah.
You know, it was there. You guys had it. But, you know, us two just added more fire to it.
What can we do? It's Dougie and the Boys now. Dougie and the Boys. So let's get started with our weekly picks.
This is my show. We'll get into fantasy later.
I have a script set up. We'll get into fantasy later.
Nope, the script can wait for like 5 minutes.
No, this is my show, Jimmy. Remember this. We don't want to get off topic.
It's not Dougie in the Sportcast. It's Dougie and the Boys.
We don't want to get off topic, so let's get to our weekly picks, and then we'll get into fantasy, all right?
Must be nice.
All right, so let's do our playoff predictor weekly picks, as always. What? My show, right? Right?
No.
All right, let's get this started.
Fourth place, motherfucker.
The last place. The last week. The last week of the NFL regular season. Fantasy season is over for a lot of people. All right, so let's get this started. This is the week 18 picks. All right, let's get this rolling.
I know Thursday night game tonight.
No Thursday, no Monday.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Only Saturday and Sunday.
It feels weird.
Yeah, it feels weird, but we'll probably get a Monday night game in the playoffs.
Yeah, we are. All right, so there's two sides, NFC, AFC. All right, I'm going to pick I'm gonna pick Dave and Jonathan to do the honors. All right, AFC side is gonna be David. So let's start with you, Baltimore and Pittsburgh.
Ah, it's a tough one. Closed out the season. Is Lamar playing this weekend?
No, they're resting all their starters.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about that.
All right, so I'll go with Baltimore.
Huntley's the starter.
But I would go with Baltimore, too.
Bro, a fucking lid to a garbage can almost flew at my car.
Yeah, must see, be nice.
It was fate.
Houston Colts.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Could be potentially for the division.
That's tough.
CJ Stroud trying to.
I'm going to go with Houston.
Jets, Patriots. No bias.
Here we
answers.
Go. Here we go. This is what I've been waiting for. Does the streak continue? Or does it end? Patriots,
only because they're getting hot right now. They're playing better than they did earlier in the season, actually scoring touchdowns now.
So you're going to go Pats.
So I'm going to go Pats.
Must be nice. Cleveland, Cincy.
That's tough.
I think Cleveland's going to rest everyone, too, I think.
Yeah, I might go Cincy on this game.
Jacksonville, Tennessee.
These are like shit games.
So, we still don't know if what's his name is playing? Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, I go Tennessee.
Kansas City and the Chargers.
Going Kansas City.
Even though they might rest everyone?
No. Nah.
Denver and... the Raiders.
Another tough game. We're going to go Raiders.
Buffalo, Miami.
There we go. Florida division.
We all know who he's picking.
Yeah, I got to say, we all know who he's going towards.
I will say this, though. Miami, I mean, they're both going through injuries, but Miami's going through a little bit more.
They're going at the last stretch.
You know what? I'm going Buffalo.
Oh, wow. Buffalo to win the division.
Must be nice. All right, Jonathan, let's start with you. Tampa, Carolina.
I'm going to go with Tampa.
Minnesota, Detroit.
Divisional game. I'm going to stick with Detroit, though.
Atlanta, Saints.
I could be fit for the division.
Yeah, that could be a big game. I'll rock with the Saints, though.
Yeah. Dallas Commanders.
I go with Dallas.
Yeah, because they have to play everyone.
Eagles G-Men.
Eagles. They have to win now.
Yeah, they do. Chicago Green Bay.
Ooh, that's the game of the week. I don't care what anybody says.
That's 425 probably game.
I pick Green Bay. Ooh. But, yeah, like David said.
That's going to be a good game.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a good game.
Seattle, Arizona.
I'll go with Seattle.
And Seattle has to play everyone, too.
And then the Rams and the Niners.
Niners. Rams is sitting everybody. Well, not sitting everybody, but Stafford is playing.
So is San Fran. San Fran and the Rams are sitting everyone.
Oh, yeah. So that's basically a toss-up.
That's a weird toss-up.
Yo, you think that would be
this would be legit. If this all happens, this would be the playoffs right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, so now for the playoffs, since we already used David and Jonathan, Jimmy's going to be the NFC side, and I'm going to be the AFC side.
Fair enough.
All right, so Jimmy, NFC side, Philly, Tampa.
Philly.
Green Bay, Detroit.
Ooh. Detroit gets the revenge.
L.A., Dallas.
Dallas.
All right, I got the AFC side. Cleveland versus Houston. I'm going with Cleveland.
Of course.
Miami versus Kansas City.
That's a good game.
I feel like Kansas City's going to pull it out, as they always do.
You mean the ref cheese?
Jacksonville, Buffalo. I'm going with Buffalo.
Yeah.
All right, divisional round. NFC side, Detroit, Dallas.
You know what? I'm going to say this. Detroit played a great game in Dallas and got pretty much cheated out of the win. Detroit's going to get revenge. I'm going to Detroit.
Billy San Fran.
Are you building John's parlay, John's picks right now?
I'm going to go with San Fran.
All right, AFC side, Kansas City, Buffalo. I'm going with the hottest team in football, Buffalo. Cleveland.
I had the Chargers going, though.
That's a rematch. Chargers on that side.
Yeah. All right, Cleveland versus Baltimore. I really love the Joe Flacco story. I think it would be great if this is a revenge game for Flacco, and I think it would be great if Joe Flacco went into Baltimore and led a victory against his former team, the Baltimore Ravens. But I just think they're the hottest team all year. I'm still going with Baltimore.
I will say this. You can be the hottest team going in. Once you go into playoffs, you're 0-0. And if you go Lamar's record, Lamar Jackson's 1-3 in the playoffs.
Yeah. All right. NFC side, conference championship, Detroit, San Fran.
Damn. I know what Doug's trying to go. I should curve it, but San Fran's too good right now.
All right. Buffalo versus Baltimore in the beginning
this
of the year.
This is going to be a game.
This is going to be the game of the week. Game of the playoffs, I think. So, in the beginning of the year, I said Baltimore and San Fran. I still believe in Baltimore and San Fran in the Super Bowl. But I'm going with the hottest team in football right now. I'm going with the Buffalo Bills to play the San Francisco 49ers in the Super Bowl.
I think the hottest team are the Ravens right now.
Here's my thing with that whole thing, and I was talking to a buddy of mine. Buffalo had their big losses and everything, and Baltimore really hasn't. Baltimore sooner or later is going to have their big loss, and it might come into playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
All right, Super Bowl collective vote. David.
Wow. Buffalo versus the Niners?
That's going to be a good Super Bowl, honestly.
It's tough.
It is a tough one.
Josh Allen finally making it to the fucking bowl.
Buffalo going back to the Super Bowl.
I hate to say it, but I'd probably go Buffalo. More experience into the playoffs. They're probably going to be more hungry.
It'd be first time both quarterbacks go in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Buffalo's been in the playoffs too much not to be hungry to win it all.
You have Von Miller. It's a veteran guy that could definitely get that team ready.
Jonathan, who you got?
I'm gonna stick with the Niners.
Jimmy.
I'm gonna go with Buffalo. Oh.
That was pretty easy for you, bro.
I feel like the pressure will get to Purdy sooner or later with that, but Josh Allen would be cold, like calm, cool, collective into that, because like Dave said, playoffs is a different atmosphere.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But the thing is with this matchup, Josh Allen's used to trying to carry the team at the end zone or at the red zone. He ain't doing that shit with Chase Young and Nick Bosa at the front lines right there.
Yeah, but he's definitely going to rely on Diggs. A lot.
You have to rely on Diggs, Davis,
Cooks. I think they have to rely heavy on the running game.
Kincaid.
But the thing is, I think Buffalo could definitely eliminate the running game of San Fran. So that means it's all on Purdy. Then you know those corners are gonna freaking do what they have to do just to make sure that nothing happens downfield.
We saw what happened last time: 3 interceptions.
Yeah. For what? Against the Bills?
Not Purdy's game when he lost.
Yeah, they took the running game out, and then it was all on Purdy. So that's what Buffalo's definitely gonna do.
Scramble out right, scramble left. Tough.
What's the game?
Buffalo's defenders.
Again, if you're just joining us on the Doug Sarava Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill, swing on by. We just did our weekly picks and our Super Bowl pick for the year. We got the Buffalo Bills defeating the San Francisco 49ers. Up next is a new segment. It is called Hot Take or Not. And that will happen right after this quick commercial break. We're looking forward to this new segment. Rather than seeing Jonathan go over the place and be flustered about his hot take.
Damn.
We will be right back.
Damn.
MVP quarterback. And then the other quarterback we have is Derek Carr.
Everything happens to me. Zach Wilson getting hurt happens to me. Not getting let into Bar A happens to me. Going to the hospital after the Jets beat the Titans happened to me. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Serrato Show, which is brought to you by our good friends at the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by, as always. Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by Unsolicited Role Models, the role models you may not want, but you may just need in your life. You can follow us on all your podcast applications, YouTube and Facebook Live, Serrato Broadcast, and the Doug Serrato Show. All right, now it's time for a hot take or not. So this is how it's going to work. Everyone knows how I love political presidential debates, right?
No.
So, we're going to go to our first hot take. And you each get 3 minutes to prove why it's a hot take or not. And if you guys feel like interrupting, go ahead. But after that 3 minutes, we go on to the next person. So, we're going to start with David. Hot take or no hot take? Are the Miami Dolphins pretenders or contenders? Your time starts now.
I mean, that's tough. I'd say they're still contenders. They still got two good wide receivers in Tyreek Hill. Waddle's been down this past couple of games, so that's out another, you know, deep threat. They got great backfield. Mostert was injured last game. I believe A-Chan was up. The fastest team in NFL, so I just think they have to relax, settle it. Defense is falling apart just a little bit, but if they can score points, they can win games, in my opinion.
Yeah, they get two on both sides of the ball. I think they definitely are contenders. But I mean, they definitely are frauds.
I don't think you can call them pretenders all you want, but once the playoffs starts, it's a whole new season. We don't know how they're gonna play compared to other teams.
Well, we gotta see how Tua's gonna play because it's also gonna be Tua's first playoff appearance.
Tua also played the whole season.
Yeah, and he didn't get hurt.
This motherfucker.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Look at Jonathan.
He did, but I don't know. I think the Dolphins are pretenders, to be honest. They haven't beat any teams that.
They only beat one team that over 500, and that was Dallas on the road.
Right. So I don't know. They could prove me wrong again. Don't get me wrong. They do have the tools for that. They do. Tyreek Hill alone is a fucking menace. So they could prove me wrong.
I still think they're contenders, not pretenders, just yet.
They're in the middle for me, honestly, because they have moments where they could.
Yeah, that's better.
Like there's moments where they could be contenders, but also. They haven't really only one team they beat over 500. That's it. Everybody else they lost to was over 500. You know,
the thing is,
besides Tennessee,
you look at their how we've had them most of the season in their playoffs. And if you look at it, their playoffs are easily matched up for them to take the win.
Yeah,
because most of the time they had home field advantage throughout the season.
Well, if they win this weekend, they'll have the number two seed. They'll have two home games if they win.
Yeah.
Maybe three. Somebody knocks off Baltimore, which that could very much happen.
See, the thing with Miami, they always start off well, and then they finish off bad.
Yeah, because
Buffalo's
the only team that actually beat top contender teams. Like, they beat Miami already. They beat Dallas. But
Buffalo every season comes in as a top team in the AFC, and they find a way to lose.
Yeah, but I feel like this this season, they turn around at the right time. They're turning the corner at the right time to be either the 2 seed or even a playoff contender.
Yeah, but we've seen the same thing with the Vikings. The Vikings were top team coming into playoffs, last year, the year before? And the playoffs came, and they blew it.
Yo, Kirk Cousins fucking blew that one. I mean, I'll put more faith in Josh Allen than I would have in Kirk Cousins.
You can't say that because Josh Allen, what was it, last year? When him and Diggs got into the big fight, and he wasn't passing the ball to Diggs anymore in the last quarter to win a playoff matchup? Come on.
Yeah. I mean, but this year, you don't hear of Diggs that much. He's not complaining. He's getting his touches. It's just – it's different playmaking.
Now, we might not hear it, but you don't know what's going
on. But he's very verbal on that on his social media with that whole entire thing. So we would have heard a little bit of something. It's just been quiet for him the last couple weeks.
Because they've been winning, that's why.
Oh, yeah, they've been winning. Yeah, even though he hasn't been getting the ball, he has been winning. But there'll be moments I think he'll get the ball a lot.
There's going to be moments he needs the ball.
Right, that's exactly
it. That's the big thing, isn't it? When he needs the ball, is he going to get the ball?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. It's now time for the second hot take or no hot take. We're going to go with Jonathan this time around. The New Orleans Saints would be better than 9-8 or 8-9 with a difference in quarterback play.
Me personally, I don't think so. I don't think so. With Derek Carr, Kamara, and Olave, I mean, they do have good receivers. But Derek Carr is a really good quarterback. He's an underrated quarterback, in my opinion, and has been for the past couple of years.
Do we think it's line issues?
But you've watched their games. There's games where Kamara hasn't done anything. Kamara was stopped. Kamara couldn't get any receiving catches. You notice that if you shut down Kamara most of the time, none of the other receivers are doing anything.
Yeah.
Do we think it's a line issue, though, too? Like, the Lions...
Oh, for sure. Times. 100%.
If he had enough time, I feel like he could be more decisive.
Yeah.
In the pocket, which I don't... Because he is a very good quarterback. We saw... back in 2012? Maybe 17, maybe? His MVP run he almost had, if he didn't get hurt.
Yeah, at the end of the season, he literally got hurt.
Yeah, that's what gave Brady the freaking the MVP trophy. David Carr got hurt, and David Carr was playing better than anyone.
Yeah.
He was outplaying everyone.
He's not a bad QB. It's not the QB position. It's more so everything else. Like you said, Jimmy, like the O-line.
Yeah, O-line, running back.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he needs to pass the ball more to, like, maybe stop looking for a home run ball and, like, start playing, like, crossers or like even slants, because every time they're looking for a home run ball. You gotta catch them off guard once in a while, and you will.
Yeah.
Whoever you're playing against, you'll catch them off guard once in a while.
Big disappointment this season.
Oh yeah, I mean,
Thomas, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Ever since his injury and that little holdout he was doing that one season.
Dave, remember that game against the Jags? How many receptions he had that game? And they were flipping out the entire time.
Yeah. But I mean the bigger issue with the Saints, in my opinion, shouldn't be focused on the quarterback. It should be on Kamara. Because if the running game was there, for sure.
Well, there were problems earlier in the year within the quarterback position.
Yeah. Well, they didn't know what quarterback they wanted.
It was very inconsistent who was starting.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, would you rather have Derek Carr or Winston?
You can see it's like Chicago Bears fans.
Yeah, they're experimenting, I guess. They're trying to see what fits.
Yeah.
It's like the Chicago Bears fans. They don't know what they want, either Fields or not.
It's like Dougie and his fantasy team.
Yeah, it's like Dougie's fantasy team. Sometimes you just forget what you want.
All right, now it's time. It's now time for our third hot take or no hot take. We're going to go with Jimmy on this one.
I said this before, too.
Jim Harbaugh will be the next head coach of the L.A. Chargers or New England Patriots.
So we're saying that. You're saying that Belichick will leave.
Yes.
So
just about.
Yeah. I feel like Belichick will go to the Chargers, so maybe he will go to New England, because they already have a top defense already. The running defense is pretty good. They gotta get their players back for the passing, but they'll figure it out. Jim Harbaugh will be that defensive coach that will get them going.
I think the big question is Jim Harbaugh going to come into the NFL?
I think he comes back. I think he's already. I think when they win a national, because I think they're going to win a national championship.
I think
their team is too good this year. I think he finally gets his national title, and then he goes up out there into Massachusetts or into Cali. Who knows? Or maybe not. Maybe he goes somewhere else. You know.
But regardless, you think he's coming to the NFL, though, right?
I think he will. I think it's finally time for him to come back. He's been talking about it, too. He wants to come back.
I think he could if he rides that wave, especially if they win that championship, if they win a chip this season.
Oh, yeah, because and players will have to go play for him.
And they said that he hired his agent, which is an agent for a lot of NFL players.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah, whoever goes over there will have to go play. But I think he would rather – if I was him, I would go to New England because you already have a good defense. Chargers need a lot of work on the defensive end. The front's good. It's their corners that need a lot of work.
I'll tell you what. I would, out of the teams I would like to see him go to, I would like to see him go to the Raiders.
That wouldn't I be think a bad
you're,
I mean,
No,
shit.
You're wrong on that. No.
I'd like him to go to the Raiders.
No, but
that won't be a bad thing, no.
Hold on, let me talk. Is this my show? It's like right now it's just you guys on the show. I think Antonio Pierce is going to be the head coach of the Raiders. That we all know.
I think he can deserve that spot, but you rather have Jim Harbaugh? You rather him over Jim Harbaugh? You're out of your mind.
I would say this.
He fits the culture of the Las Vegas team.
Jim
Harbaugh is a proven failure in the NFL.
How's he proven failure? He had a great season in San Fran.
Yeah, and they lost to the Ravens.
Don't matter. He took him. That team was shit. And then when he came in, he transformed that team to be playoff contenders immediately.
Maybe that's just Mace talking about hating Michigan.
Yeah, it's not like when Saban came in and tried doing that to the Jaguars and he failed.
They're also talking about the Commanders needing a head coach possibly after the end of the season.
Yeah, Ron Rivera should be out the door.
I think so.
He'll find him a job. Like he usually. We'll find a job for himself.
Yeah, again, and end up getting a head coach.
What about Carolina? Carolina is a head coach.
Going back?
Goes no, or freaking Harbaugh.
Or Belichick.
It'll take a couple years, but that division.
I think if they fire Belichick, he's just going to retire.
I think they mutually agree to go separate ways. That's what I think's going to happen.
Well, we say that mutually agree, but realistically, it's
they're not going to put out that they fired him. They're going to mutually agree.
I've been saying this, and I've talked to Rob at work, who's a Patriot fan also.
Who?
Rob, the offloader. I think.
You mean Robert?
New England keeps him for one more year. And they see how he does next year. And after next year, they don't make the playoffs, and they're going to get rid of him. I think they give him one more season.
Just give him 1 year extension?
Yeah. Because he signed a two-year contract on the offseason, a two-year extension, I believe it was.
Right.
So you give him one more year, doesn't pan out, you pay him off, and you let him go.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know what the future holds for him. But respect
you already – You already gave him a contract extension in the offseason. Why not give him one more year?
Yeah, because we also thought that Mac Jones was the answer. I mean, for them, they're probably going to go off.
Just like you thought the Patriots were going to go on a run.
They could have.
They could have went on a run.
If they beat the Jets, they'll be five wins. They'll have five wins.
All right. Again, if you're just joining us, this is the Doug Strow Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. It is now time for our final hot take or no hot take. With the arrest of Wander Franco, Franco will never play in the MLB. Will never play in an MLB game again.
I don't even know that's a hot take. I don't think he's ever. I don't think he's ever.
For being what happened, everything. I don't think he should be allowed in. He might be blackballed.
And the way everything went down too. Him running, yeah. Him not showing up to court just made it even worse.
Oh yeah, it just made him look guilty.
I don't think it's the question is Juan DeFranco going to play MLB a game, because at this point it's, is Juan DeFranco going to go to jail? And it's, from what it looks like, yes.
Yeah. So it, and for how long, we don't know how long the, cause it's different laws from that, their country and here. I don't know how strict they are over there with that type of stuff.
No, over there it's bad. I mean,
I know. Yeah, I figured it's bad.
They put, they incarcerate you. You go into that jail cell, man. It's a whole,
oh yeah.
World.
Probably, as we speak right now, he's probably in custody. He's probably getting beat up right now.
Beat up.
Well, I can't say it on
that's
here.
That's not even the half.
Yeah, we can't say what we really want to say.
He should have just did with his cousin.
Should have. No knee pads, bro.
Oh my god.
All right, we are going to take a quick commercial break, and then we, when we come back, we have much more to get to. The Doug Stravel Show is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. As always, Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by
Unsolicited Role Models. The role models you may not want, but you may just need.
Must be nice. And again, I just want to thank my friend for letting me set up this podcast in his lovely new condo. We'll be right back.
Thank Mike.
Use lube.
You guys are hilarious. We'll be right back. Did you not say Joe Burrow?
I said Washington.
You said Burrow.
No.
But what about Tampa? Oh, never mind.
With piano, I actually played piano from third to sixth grade.
The best one I did was when I did the whiskey glasses and the...
Look at you in the mirror and see what you look like.
I'm not the president.
Lamar didn't really get started until the second season.
I'm going to say this.
Don't go there. Don't go there.
You got to feel a win somehow, some way.
So Malibu at the diner part of the casino.
That they're gonna slip back a little bit. Ben,
do you ever ask yourself the question as to
for this town, things that haven't been done before?
You're like,
it's more than just Joe Biden though. Like, it's just like people, even
overpay
people
for DeGrom, and I
think this is a great way.
I'll be looking for another job after this is over. I can tell you that.
Here, with your name behind it, hoping that.
Why did Trump fire Fauci? He could have gotten rid of him.
There's a lot of things we can have checked out.
So talk whatever we want.
It's sports. Well, I'll tell you.
No matter. I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
If the Saints play good, I'll be with the Saints.
Different team names. They
different
have,
names. That's the only
they
difference.
They have to file
it's
it.
Like Devil Rays and Rays.
They have to file it.
Must be nice.
And what does that mean, must be nice?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Stravel Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. It is now time for my favorite segment, the Immaculate Grid.
God, dude, you want basketball? I might get no one on this.
Well, 20 points per game per season. Wouldn't Luka be?
You Luka probably the 20 points, yeah. Yeah, Luka or be, Kyrie.
Luka would be one.
Jazz. Karl Malone.
No, let's go with Donovan Mitchell.
Or Donovan Mitchell. Karl Malone would have been
Pelicans.
Pelicans.
Anthony That's Davis?
Awesome. Anthony, yeah, I was going to say Anthony Davis. Oh, we got the freaking big boys out of the way. Okay, now.
All right,
God.
Let's see. Now we got guys that played on the same team.
God. Pook, Mavs, and Kings. No, Jason Kidd didn't play on the Kings, did he? I don't think. No, that's.
No.
I know he played on the Mavs. Damn, this, you picked a hard one.
I just went with the grid of the day.
Jesus.
Mavs and Kings.
Or imagine Toronto. That's a... Gobert, did he play for Jazz? No, right?
Uh-uh. Timberwolves.
Yeah, but he also played for Jazz, too. This is hard. I was waiting for like a hockey one you were going to throw out our way.
Next week.
Oh, no, dude, I won't get anybody. Maybe I will, but...
Mavs and Kings.
He played... No, Vince Carter just played for the Raptors.
No, he played for the Nets.
I know he played with the Mavericks. Did he play with the Kings?
I don't think he played for the Kings. No, he might have.
The Raptors, the Mavericks, the Nets.
It's probably gonna tell you. Oh, he did.
He played with the Raptors.
And he got traded in 2004 to the Nets.
I didn't know he played with the Mavericks. That's a good one. That's a good pull.
Later on in his career.
Yeah. Damn. All right. But Jazz and Kings. That's tough.
The only players I know are now, so. And that's very.
I'm trying to think, like, player-wise.
What about the Pelicans?
Pelicans and Kings. You're probably old school for most of these.
Probably.
This is tough.
Jazz and, I mean, Mavericks and Kings.
It's tough.
Jazz, Kings.
Because the Mavericks, the only person I could think of that was shopped around a lot was Tim Hardaway.
Tim Hardaway, I don't think Kings. Definitely Mavs. But I don't think Kings. We don't think it. That's the thing. But we don't think it came a lot of King players. This is a doozy. We're missing second place. Where the hell do you go?
Kings.
There he is. Jonathan. All right, John. If you could get some of these players, Sean, I'll be impressed.
Kings and Mavs. Harrison Barnes, yes, sir. Harrison Barnes is Kings and Mavs.
Oh. I think you're right.
Put him in, boy.
Oh, I forgot about him.
How the fuck you forget about Harrison Barnes,
dude? No, it's there.
Be nice.
Wow. Jazz and Kings.
That's gonna be, dude. I think the last two. I think the Jazz and freaking Saint Pelicans are gonna be tough.
Yeah, I was putting in the comment section. Put me in, coach. Put me in, coach.
I didn't even know you were gone.
Nah, bro.
Oh, I think I know. I'm just. This is just a random guess.
Shut the fuck up, Doug. No way, Doug. Shut the fuck up.
Who'd you put in? Who'd
Rudy
you put
Gay.
In?
Rudy Gay is a good one, but Doug, you fucking looked him up.
You got the list on the side.
No, he was all over the place,
you
Rudy Gay.
You fucking looked him up, bro. All right, let's see. Jazz and Raptors is a good one, too.
Who left Toronto?
Lowry?
No, Lowry went to the Heat after the Raptors.
Before the Heat went somewhere else, I thought.
Nah.
Then he jumped around for a hot second.
No. Not Lowry.
No.
I'm trying to think.
Oh.
I'm also trying to go back to that playoff.
You know who's Raptors and Pelicans? It's got to be Danny Green.
Oh, I think you're right. Yeah. You're right.
Maybe not. Danny Green. Maybe not. But Danny,
no, he is,
man, bro.
Oh, he's not.
He's not.
I guess he wasn't on the, because he was on the Pelicans, I think.
Let's put a few Zion Williams.
No, because Williams has been there the entire time. I can't say him.
Zion Williams gonna be a future.
Yo, where's Cam Thomas at now?
Phoenix, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he started with Atlanta anyway. Never
mind. And he went to the Nets?
No, no, he went to the Nets. I'm talking about Reddish. I meant Reddish. But Reddish started with Atlanta.
What about Redick? Wasn't Redick jump? Did Redick jump around?
He did, but not.
I don't know where he.
Oh shit! No, JJ was on the Pelicans, but he was also on the Sixers and the Clippers, I believe.
And Magic.
Those are the only teams he was on.
No, he was also on Philly.
Who was that center from Toronto?
Pascal? No, Siakam.
No, Jonas.
Oh, yes, he's on the Pelicans. Put that one in.
He's on the Pelicans.
Jonas.
Valanciunas. I don't know his first name.
Bro, you got a list next to you, bro.
No, he got traded in a. He's on Memphis, right?
You've been quiet the entire time. It says nowhere.
Put Jonas in. I believe his first name is Jonas, and the rest.
No, but isn't he on Memphis?
Yeah, but he got traded twice.
Doesn't mean he didn't
he was on the Pelicans, though. He was on the Pelicans.
You sure?
Yeah, I know for a fact. But Jonas.
No, because he got traded. He got traded for Marc Gasol.
Doug,
just put it.
I don't think so, though.
We got two left.
You think it's Valanciunas or maybe this one?
Herbert? No.
Nah, it's Valanciunas got to be.
All right, I'll try this guy.
See, all right, Kings and Pelicans. I don't know, man.
Or Jazz and Toronto.
Jazz and Toronto. You got me stumped on that one.
Yeah,
Kings and Pelicans. I have it right there, and it's in my tongue, bro. Because
put fucking Harrison Barnes. Fuck it.
Yeah, Harrison Barnes again.
No. I don't think he.
I can't even think. John's been carrying our asses.
Trying to think.
I'm trying to go.
No, Seth isn't there, is he? Seth Curry?
Jordan? He was on.
Seth is another journeyman. He's been fucking.
But was he on the Kings? I don't think he was on the Kings, though.
Yeah, he was on the Kings. Seth Curry?
Was he also on the Pelicans?
Oh, put him. Put Seth Curry. This motherfucker said, yeah, might as well do soccer.
Yeah, pretty much.
You guys want to do soccer?
Nah, man, that was a joke.
No, I would be like this the entire time.
All right. Wait, what team are we talking about?
Just put Steph Curry for
Steph Curry.
Pelicans, Kings?
Yeah.
What about Jordan Clarkson?
Jazz.
But he's been moved all over the place.
Did he move to Jazz in Toronto? We don't know.
Nah, not that much. He hasn't been moved around that.
Just
much.
put in a Seth Curry and we'll see what happens.
I don't think so.
No.
Did he answer? Scroll down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna see those last two.
Boogie?
Oh wow.
Oh my god.
Yo, we suck.
And who else?
And Rudy Gay was on the Raptors too. That's crazy.
Wow, that's crazy.
Rudy Gay's wife.
Damn.
Oh, how did we forget about Dirk?
Well, Dirk. Yeah, you could put Dirk, or you could put Luka too. It doesn't matter.
Karl Malone played for the Jazz.
I told you. I told you Karl Malone would be up there in that side.
Must be nice.
I think he was a leader. I think he's an all-time leader. Him and Dirk are all-time leaders.
I think Mike too.
Yeah, Mike is one too.
Yeah.
All right, so now it's time for your must be nice moment of the day.
Damn, you really took the conversation we had to heart about getting new categories and everything. I appreciate you, Doug.
Anytime.
Must be nice.
All right, now it's time for the must be nice moment of the day.
Oh. You want you who you gonna bring it up?
Yeah, no, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, must be nice. So if you guys were following us for many, many months, we did our fantasy bracket for NFL. And I was hoping you did a throwback Thursday, but I guess you didn't look at the clip. Anyway, our results are in for our bet that we had. So. As you see on the screen, we have the places. besides one person. Because, you know, must be nice.
Must be nice, Dougie. You
know what? The biggest must be nice moment of the day is that Dougie left Amari Cooper on the bench with like 50 fantasy points.
Total one.
Who would have won and been safe and would have dropped Jimmy into the fight against me. And I would have lost.
Even though I put up good points, I still would have lost against, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But also when you don't play, when also you don't take out a player hurt and you don't switch them out at the last moment.
You know what's funny though? Between me and Doug, last week when he was going up against you, I told him, I was like, bro, Amari Cooper is not playing this. Take him out. And he's still on.
Yeah. Literally, I also put in Travis Etienne in the last second, too.
I tried. I figured Doug was going to lose the last week regardless.
I kept saying
this for months. Must be nice.
I figured, hey, maybe he can put up a fight against Jimmy. Let me let him know Amari Cooper is not playing. He swapped him out, and he still got beat.
Listen, what started this whole thing, if we want to go back, when we first drafted, who drafts Waddle over Tyreek Hill? That's still on
I
the
did
board?
Not draft Waddle over Hill.
I you picked did. Hill first.
I picked you, Waddle, and then I could have gotten Tyreek Hill after
but you
that,
did
back
it, though.
To back.
You did it, though.
Getting
and
ready.
And Dave picked him right up for picking.
I saw this meme on Instagram. This is how I feel right now about my team. Or about the whole fantasy season. Let's take a listen to Donald Trump.
Oh, no.
No, but he said it right.
We were getting ready for a big celebration. We were winning everything, and all of a sudden it was just hauled off. We were getting ready.
This motherfucker.
Well, that's how we were getting ready. Me, I was getting ready to celebrate.
Oh yeah, getting ready to celebrate this Sunday at Dave. You want to announce where we're going?
And then all of a sudden, we lose. My team loses. How did that happen?
A couple of things that tripped me already.
Amari Cooper sat on the bench and put up 52 points. So also, realistically, if Cooper was in, I would have won. So we can't really call this a fair win for David. Because
it's
fucked
a fair
up.
Win. You traded Cooper Kupp for Higgins.
All right,
But Kupp hasn't done anything all season. He's been on my bench. Come on.
Yeah, but still,
let's
Doug, it would have been fine for him.
Let's forget about I lost because I
no,
have to pay.
Forget about you.
Hold on. Let me talk on my show. No one. Let's not make this roasting Doug. You're not Dave Fisher. Okay. Let's talk on serious matter right now, because I accept the defeat. I lost fair and square. My responsibility.
I have a question, though. Where's that sign?
What sign?
The sign that was on your forklift the other day.
Melvin took the forklift.
Damn it, Melvin.
So let's talk to Dave now. Dave, you're the winner. Where are we going?
So I think we come to a collective agreement that we're going to go to Aruga's because it's a sports bar. They got a good selection of tap.
Yep.
And we can have a good time there.
Yeah. Must be nice. You boys get your 2 free drinks. I get 3.
Damn.
Must be nice.
What's the third drink, Jimmy? Is that a special?
Oh, well, we'll find out Sunday. Oh,
no, it's beer. Shit.
It's a special on the menu.
No, Doug, it's whatever. We bet on a drink. It's whatever I choose.
Yeah, but I just don't.
I don't know, Doug. I might.
Just don't overdo it.
I might say for a ride home.
You want to be asking for a ride home?
Yeah, fuck you. I might get freaking turned up.
Oh, fuck, Doug.
He might Uber.
I might have to Uber. I might have to do the Chula Express.
Must be nice.
We'll see. It was a good year for the fantasy football. I know it was Doug's first year doing it.
I'm gonna say
you guys are fets at it. He didn't do bad. It's just there's a couple things that he doesn't. You need to change.
I came in first place in this league and my other league, but yeah. I'm gonna say, Doug, what have you learned from your first year of fantasy football?
Check it every goddamn week, man.
No, this wasn't my first year. I've done it many times.
Oh, but that does not help your case, Doug.
Yeah, it does not help your case.
I've done it many times. No, here, you want to know what happened? The 1 year I had a winning record, I had the team, but I paid my good friend $10 or $20 to run the team. He did the draft for me, so that was the only winning season I had. All time, I probably have like a 30.
So you're saying you're bad at drafting?
Realistically, yeah.
And managing.
But I didn't realize Keenan Allen wasn't going to play. I didn't realize Cooper was going to put up. I didn't realize Cooper was going to put up 52 points.
Check it every you check, dude. It's not just the optimist. Like when you optimize, check who they're going against.
Yeah, that's what I do.
It would have the green bar under it. Like, hey, this person might have a good game against this person.
I've noticed that whole optimizer thing is total shit, bro.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's why I lost, because I optimized. I had Cooper on.
But we told you not to believe, like, not to really.
No, but I had. Hold on, let me talk. I had Cooper on.
Don't get flustered. Okay.
I had Cooper on for that week. Amari Cooper was starting. And then I optimized it. And they put Cooper on the bench. So realistically.
Yeah, but you got to go by your own gut feeling.
Realistically, we should have won this. We were going to win.
Should have.
And then all of a sudden,
take care of it. You let an AI take care of your team.
You got don't listen to it sometimes. Just you got to trade out one of its right.
All of a sudden, I lost, and
we should have won because we won.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, no one does things like I do. No one wins like I do. I'm a winner. I was supposed to win this one from the get-go, and I guess I got ahead of myself by putting out that bet, thinking I'd get a free drink, free tab. But
you did, you did. You won never us some drinks, bro. Yeah,
I'm gonna say this.
Don't count your chickens before they hatch. Is all I gotta say.
You came in thinking you were gonna win like the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah. Oh damn. Doug, your problem was is that
the fans didn't. Must be nice.
Doug, your problem was is that if I didn't say nothing to change your team, you probably was.
We helped you though.
If I didn't say nothing to you, you wouldn't have this. You would have kept the same team.
Yeah, but it happens. It happens. It was all fun.
It was a good run. It was fun, bro.
6-9.
At the end of the day, it was fun.
Yeah, and now we're going out for a drink.
Yep.
A couple drinks.
So we're doing a vlog for that. I'm going to have my mics, my phone, and just film whatever. It's not going to be, guys, what do you think about this? What do you think about that?
You just get our reactions and everything.
We talk about.
Yeah.
Some bullshit will come up.
And I understand, I'm hoping it's not going to happen. I understand there's a date there for me, according to Jimmy.
A date?
Yeah,
Jimmy. I don't know the date.
Jimmy's bringing Mike.
No, Jimmy's bringing a stuffed animal, he said.
I'm bringing Lick My.
No. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll come back. We have much more to get to. This is why David was talking that we get off subject from Jimmy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But that wasn't me who started, though. It was actually John Boy, so you could kiss my ass.
Somewhere the Devils blew this game. Another game giving up 5-plus goals. And it's frustrating. And I'm just sitting there, I'm thinking to myself, you can't make these sloppy turns.
Wait, you're on a run?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. After starting, wait, what were you? 1-6?
Oh, fuck.
But now you're on a run?
Yeah, you
oh,
might,
my
wait.
God.
We won.
But it's wrong for five. Me to say the Patriots are going to go on a run.
Hold on, Jimmy, dap it up real quick. You just made my point. Dap it up real quick.
But he's definitely not what the trophy he's going to have.
But that's not the point we're making.
you saying in the beginning of the show?
Oh, no.
Tampa Bay World Series.
Don't even go there, first of all.
We have the clip.
Yes.
So, Malibu at the diner part of the casino.
That they're gonna slip back a little bit. Ben.
Do you ever ask yourself the question as to...
For this town, things that haven't been done before.
I feel like...
It's more than just Joe Biden, though. Like, it's just like people, even...
Overpay for DeGrom, and I
So I think this is a great way for us to gather...
I'll be looking for another job after this is all, I can tell you that.
I'm here with your name behind it, hoping that...
Why didn't Trump fire Fauci? He could have gotten rid of him.
There's a lot of things we can have checked out.
So talk whatever we want.
It's sports. Well, I'll tell you,
no matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
But to go and like react from a fiscal standpoint and from a civil rights standpoint to close everything, I find it hard to get
Democrats.
Behind.
Thanks to Democrats. Well, thanks to the Democrats, by the way.
Nancy Pelosi should not be 84 years old and still be sitting as the House Speaker.
I'm like an idiot.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Actually, you know, like, can get in there and, like, do things. You know, like Donald Trump Jr. Like,
Puerto Rican. You're Latino.
I'm an American.
I would like Ivanka to run.
Yeah. Ivanka or Tulsi Gabbard. She's pretty.
Wanted to play.
He had
wanted,
no care in the world because he said, "I only want to play for that team."
Hold on. Because that's
so, okay, no.
How do you
I
know?
Said, no, I heard your words. I'm right.
I said, "What?"
No.
If they would have lost,
I didn't guarantee the win, though.
Meanwhile, you got the Steelers there, so don't even bring your name up.
I'll give another example.
You misunderstand me. Not because
that's crazy.
You're saying that's me, nice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by...
Unsolicited role models, the role models you may not want, but you may just need.
So there are rumors going on that Blake Snell has privately expressed interest in playing for the New York Yankees. So the New York Yankees do get everybody. It's honestly amazing how all these players want to be a New York Yankee.
It's not a done deal, though.
No, but he's expressing interest. And
yeah,
that
he's expressing
blows,
interest. Doesn't mean that's where the money is.
But that blows my mind. That you're going, a former right is going to go to the New York Yankees.
Well, what? Here's the thing.
That's
who wouldn't
want to
go play for the Yankees?
I would not want to play for the Yankees.
How's that a disgrace? They're, you know what? Half these guys are following money and championships.
Exactly. No, but to go to the Yankees is the biggest disgrace in the world.
It's not.
It's for you if you're a Tampa Bay Rays fan, but
that
everybody
Yankee
else.
Logo and the way they force players to shave their facial hair, it baffles my mind that you're going to take part in that cult.
Yo, Doug.
I'm just trying to mess with David. I could care less. I could care less where Blake Snell goes to. I had to guess if David got riled up.
No, David just said they're composed.
I had to see if he gets riled up. Now, good for Blake. I hope he goes wherever he's happy. But Harrison Bader has agreed to a contract with the New York Mets, 1 year, $10 million. Is he going to have a bounce back year on the other side of New York and Queens?
Never know, but he could.
One
definitely could.
So, but with his track record, I don't know. I would.
We'll be DH. Maybe he could be DH. Yeah.
He's injured.
You got Nimmo in center.
Yeah, Nimmo. Yeah, you don't have to take Nimmo. Nimmo has been very consistent, so I would keep him there. He made ridiculous plays.
Let's get to the real business in New York City. It's looking more and more unlikely that Pete Alonso will have a contract extension.
Well, I don't know about that.
Still got some time. I'll give it. Going into mid-February.
I feel like, February.
I'll tell you this. Pete Alonso should get out of New York with the Mets.
Chill, bro. Chill.
Listen, I'm sorry. Pete Alonso spent all his time there for nothing. If he's going to go anywhere, we all know Pete Alonso is going to go chase the money and chase the championship. And if anywhere he's going to go, whether it's the Dodgers, who get everybody now, yeah. the Braves, the Yankees.
I love that Red point, Dave.
I think that Pete Alonso should run with his tail tucked and go to somebody else.
If he does, he should go to the Rangers.
Yeah, that'd be good for him. I don't know. I feel like he's – for him, he might think he's too loyal to that team and then stay. That's could probably be his problem. Oh, yeah, I would love for him to stay. I would love for him to stay. But at the same time, if he wants to go chase it, I'm not going to be mad at it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. With the team the Mets have now and the way the player that Pete Alonso is and he plays, do you really think he should stay in New York with the Mets?
Yeah.
I think he could. I think he should.
Because Mets aren't fully in rebuild mode.
They're in the middle.
He's the heart and the soul of that organization.
Yeah, him and Lindor are definitely like the two people, the two like captains.
Yeah.
Especially the pieces we're picking up, and then we have Diaz coming back.
Because hey,
it's not just the Mets. That the way that organization is run is disorganized.
Well, I think because they're cleaning up a little bit after because that one year with what's his name, and now he's gone, and now somebody else is in, and now we have a different head coach.
But
that organization gives up on players easily.
Yeah.
Well, who says that Pete Alonso's not sitting there saying, "Oh, when they're going to give up on me?"
Maybe.
And there were rumors. There were rumors that he could have been traded at the deadline. Chicago was interested. Milwaukee was interested.
But he wasn't.
But if you're going to throw him in the trade deadline talks, if I was an athlete and I see my name in the trade deadline.
You can't feel some type of way about that if you're an athlete.
Yeah, it is what it is.
No offense. But if you're openly saying this person is up for trade or everyone's up for trade, that means you have no faith in your players. You don't stand behind players. I hate when teams say, "Oh, everybody's up for trade."
Because it's business.
At the end of the day, you don't say that. Look at the Yankees this year. Look at the Yankees. They had a bad season, right, David?
Yep.
Where did they say, "Oh, LeMahieu's available, Stanton's available, Judge is available"? They didn't say any
Yankee fans were scared. Judge was possibly left.
But they just signed him to a contract. They did not say, "Oh, they're available just because we're missing the playoffs." They went out. I hate the Yankees with a passion. Dave knows it. But they went out and they got Juan Soto. They may go out and get another pitcher. What are the Mets realistically? What are the Mets doing? Absolutely nothing.
Everybody for trade.
The Mets are doing absolutely nothing. Steve Cohen, Wilpon, who cares? It's the same. They're doing the same thing.
But how do you know they're not doing anything behind the scenes, trying to get trades instead of buying players?
It's behind the scenes. They're not openly saying this person's up for trade. If you say that I'm openly up for a trade, everybody's available for trade, you have no faith in me as a player at that point. If you say it behind closed doors, it's a different story. Behind closed doors is behind closed doors.
But this isn't public. You just said that this is that there's been talks that it's sources in media saying this shit that Pete Alonso might be up for trade, that there's trade talks.
Alonso even said that.
I'm sorry.
Alonso said it at the deadline.
After last year and what the Mets did with their pitchers, I wouldn't even be safe in New York. I would not feel safe to say I want a contract extension.
Yeah, but the thing was, though, we only signed Verlander for that 2 years, and then Scherzer was on his last year.
It doesn't matter. Mets fans, hold on. Oh, Verlander was only signed for a 2 year. He was signed for a 2 year mega contract. Come on. You telling me that they didn't have faith to keep him for 2 years?
But I think they just saw the results, and it's like, should we deal with this for another year? That's why he looked at it. Should they deal with another year with Scherzer?
What results?
Then you have Sega that's pitching out of his mind right now.
Verlander was pitching good baseball. He wasn't shit in the bed.
No, because this is the thing, Dave. You're not thinking about. Yeah, I get you the sentiments about the players and whatnot. They're giving up, but at the end of the day, it's a business, and players don't like it. But at the end of the day, manager's going to see money wise. Verlander, we paid a lot of money for him. he's not producing the way we want to. So
they got half the money back.
And they're looking long term. So they're gonna just saying Verlander's not gonna provide and give us the results we want, and we're not gonna win with him. So get rid of him now while we can, and then get new players.
But you're still paying for him.
The
Mets are still paying for Max Scherzer. Think about it. They're still paying Max Scherzer, and he's not even on the team no more.
That's on them, but they need to make cap. They need to make room
for what? For what? Who are they bringing in?
That okay? So if you maybe they want to do this the right way this time and not just go for veterans and pay a shit ton of money for just whatever any other players, because now hopefully they realize money doesn't get you wins. You need players that can support each other and play together.
But this falls back into me saying that the Mets overpaid for Verlander.
Yeah, you are right about that. They did overpay.
Oh, we did agree with you that. But overpaid for him.
I was hoping that he would produce, because he literally had just won a fucking World Series, though. You get what I'm saying?
But
even though he overpaid, So it backfires. Sometimes it doesn't work out.
So you're telling me a player that is producing on the Mets as a pitcher, you're just going to trade him away or give up on him? Who says that Pete Alonso is not sitting at home saying, that could be me next?
Yeah, sure, but also, too, there could be things behind the scenes with them that we don't know about. They're not going to mention it at all. We don't know what happened behind doors with them. Maybe they wanted out. Maybe Fulham or Scherzer wanted out because, hey, I already made my money. I just want to get that. If you're going to trade me, trade me. They don't care at this point. But Alonso,
it was a big waste of time.
It is a waste of time, but at the same time,
in hindsight, you could easily say that. But what if it did work out? What if they were getting a shit ton of wins and they were pitching out of their minds?
Yeah, I mean, towards the end of after we had rhythm, we're actually winning a decent amount of games. Like, not enough games to make the playoffs, but we had enough. Like, we're going around the corner.
Yeah.
But if we get Diaz back, get a solid another pitcher, who knows?
All right, especially, so go ahead, finish your point, then I'm going.
The minor league people coming up, they're looking pretty good. Like, we brought up two people last year that are playing pretty good.
Because the same thing can be said about the Yankees. What if Soto, he's playing phenomenal on the other team when he comes to the Yankees, which happens, like we did with Stanton, where he's playing subpar the past couple years he's been with the Yankees. And the same shit happens to Soto. That's considered a backfire to me.
But how old is Juan Soto compared to Verlander? Come on.
No,
why would you pay someone $40 million per year at 38 years old?
That aspect, okay, I understand that aspect. But I'm just saying, in general, doesn't matter your age. If you're paying a shit ton of money for somebody, it can still backfire at the end. I don't care if you're 38 or 35. I don't think they should have paid that much money for Verlander. But if he's producing, he's producing. I don't give a fuck how old you are. You get what I'm saying?
You say it doesn't matter the age. But
no, not especially
Verlander, Aaron Rodgers. Come on.
David, how are you really going to say that the age doesn't matter when this man literally just won a World Series 2 years ago? Like, come on, bro.
On Houston. One good
season, okay.
Doesn't matter, but he still won it. He pitched. He pitched important games. He still won with his age. With his age.
But they should have never paid what they paid for a guy that is that age.
I don't think so. I don't think so either. But they did because he literally just won.
We're not the Mets GM or anything.
Jonathan, I want to make a point because you said at the end of the day it's a business, right?
Okay, go ahead.
Correct? It's a business?
Yeah, and Verlander's market value is up through the roof because he just won a World Series. So you whatever point you're trying to make right now is going to backfire on you, bro. Verlander just won a World Series. His market value is up here.
All right, can I make a point? I'm not talking about Verlander. First of all, I'm not even talking about Justin Verlander.
Go ahead.
So who cares?
Rogers.
I'm talking about Alonso. He's supposed to be your heart and soul of the organization, your cornerstone that you're supposed to build around. Why would you say everyone is available? Oh, and then rumors come out that Chicago is connected to him. So I understand it's a business aspect, but let me make my point. It's a show. It's a podcasting media. It's all a business, correct?
Sure. Go ahead.
So let's say at the end of each show, I had to go talk to the press. I had to talk to the media about each episode.
Mm-hmm.
and let's say somehow you guys had contracts with me and I decided to pay you all, however that worked, however we made it work.
Right.
Okay.
How would you like if I said, you know what, Jonathan's been a good piece here, but he's available to go somewhere. How would you like if I said that?
It sucks, but it, at the end of the day, it's a business. You gotta understand, it's a cold world out there. All people care about is money. So if for Alonzo, if we can get Otani and
but you didn't even, they didn't even get Otani, so that's completely irrelevant.
But here's the thing, though, for Alonzo, if you're getting Otani and Yamamoto, you're not doing that.
But we're talking about right now. If Doug was like, oh, Jonathan, he's available, you know, we can send him wherever we want. Would you feel like after that comment, you want to be back on the show?
I would probably feel like, I'm not going to lie, I probably feel like shit, but I'm still going to play my ass off. I'm still going to do what I do best. I'm going to play. I'm going to hit homers, whatever the case is. Literally, you got to think like that as an athlete. If you want to feel like you're untouchable, then prove it and keep playing as such.
But here's the thing, though. Steve Cohen came in and said, oh, this is a whole – we're winning a World Series within the next 5 years. We're going to show the fan base that we're going to spend money. We're going to bring in these big-name athletes. Now it's a transitional period, apparently, from 24-25, and 2026 is the year we focus on. Is that what you really want from your new owner? Back to rebuilding, whereas the Yankees, who had one of the worst seasons that you could probably remember, despite all the injuries,
but he's being realistic. The Yankees owners should be saying the same shit because they have.
They got a good bat. They got Juan Soto.
Exactly, but okay. What if it doesn't pan out now and it's panning out next season that they win a World Series because they have to get this shit together and learn how to play.
Here's the thing: Soto's a free agent. Soto's a free agent in a year or two, so it don't really matter.
But also what Dave said too, like Dave said before, Juan Soto's distraction of the real problems.
The Yankees are not in a lose-lose situation. Whatever happens with Soto, they didn't really give up much.
But the point
it's not like they're tied down to his contract. He could leave after the year.
The point I'm trying to make is basically like pick your poison. You get shit. Steve Cohen's gonna get shit off for whatever decision he made, just because the Mets are losing regardless. And he's being realistic, saying that, oh, it's a transitional period. We had to give up these guys so we can get other players in here and hopefully win within the next two seasons. But you guys aren't going to like that anyway, even though I'm trying to see long-term and trying to build for the future. So it's basically pick your poison.
As you see the team right now, do you think it's worth for Pete Alonso to stay in New York as a Met?
Yeah. Well, if it's me, if I'm Pete Alonso, regardless of all this trade talk, I would still want to play. If I get moved, I get moved. That's the nature of the business.
But no, I'm not talking about – I'm not talking about whether him – I'm not talking about whether him wanting to play or not. I'm saying as Pete Alonso, the player on that team, in his mind, he has to be saying, I want out. Right now, at this moment, the way last year panned out, this year they really haven't done much on the offseason. Like, you haven't filled the gaps.
It's still kind of early, though.
But you haven't filled the gaps. You lost Scherzer and Verlander. Where have you picked up the gap in that?
Maybe they're just waiting for people off of freaking the minor league to come up.
No, you should be actively going out there saying, we want Blake Snell. We want this person. So that person knows
maybe
that you're...
There's also secret deals going on that we probably don't know about right now. Yeah. They don't have to say, hey, we're thinking of picking up this person. No, it could be hush hush.
Normally, normally when something does go public, quote unquote, it's a distraction, so they can better negotiate their fucking.
Like he might be saying that he wants for the Yankees, but realistically, he's probably talking to other teams. Like, huh, this contract sounds better, or I wouldn't mind going over here.
I don't know.
He could just be saying that it's just to be distraction.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, if Alonso, maybe he does feel that way just because of what the GMs are saying and the direction of the team right now. Obviously, they don't look like they're going to win right now. But who knows? The fucking Rangers didn't look like they were going to win right. They didn't win, but wait.
Hey, you never know.
Yeah. They got to the World Series, though.
So yeah, they got out of it.
Never know.
All right, so I did find the clip of the bet that we made at the fantasy draft, so I want to play it so everything is clarified on what we did.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like $100.
Maybe 150.
No.
150? 125?
But that's a buy-in.
Wait, what is this for?
We're buying for our other league. $75.
No, no, not for... No, he's saying for loser pays for tap. He's not saying for any buy-in. He's saying loser pays for, like, if we go out.
No, it's got to be, like, loser plays for, like, two rounds of drinks.
For all of us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because if it's for all of us.
I agree up on that.
Yeah, that's a tab.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah, but not food.
No, not food. Yeah. Drinks.
So, yeah.
How about this? The last place has to pay for the tab two rounds. How about the second place person picks the place where we go, and the third place person picks the drinks.
Wait,
that's too much.
Yo, that's a lot.
But like, but
no, a loser.
You're dissecting this, loser.
Loser pays tab. Winner chooses where we go.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
That's how it should be.
Shake on it.
It's on camera.
Thank you for the drinks.
We're not going to the Monkey Bar and Grill where he could get no tab.
Yo, that's crazy. You can't finagle your way out of this one.
Yeah, man. But the winner chooses it.
Yeah.
Who said you're gonna win?
So you gotta win.
Yeah, you gotta win.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The winner chooses. Oh, I'm saying I'm gonna lose basically.
It's all right, Doug.
You'll be fine.
All right, boys, does that wrap it up for us?
Yeah. Any predictions?
Do you want to go through all our teams
my
one more time?
My prediction is I'm winning it all.
Okay. Jonathan?
I think Doug's going to end up coming in second place.
I think Doug's going to last.
Yeah, okay. Keep talking.
Jimmy,
what do you got?
Do you want to say the order how I think?
Doug's going to come in second place behind me.
I'll say one Dave, two me, three Jonathan, you fourth.
I got Jalen Hurts.
This guy's going by projected standings. That's how it is right now.
Yeah.
Trust me, that's never the way it goes, buddy. Nah, never the way it goes, buddy. Trust me.
All right, we'll see you guys next time. We got...
Well, you don't know because you got a bunch of players.
We got...
David?
No, say your handle. I know your name.
Yo, you pulled the...
David, a.k.a. Dab Me Up. No, your fantasy one, he's saying.
My fantasy name?
Fine.
Well, we're going to go back. Must be nice.
What you call me? Rammy?
J-Ram.
J-Ram. Dap me up, boys.
Drust here. Go shut the drust. The one who got away.
The one who got away. And I'm Dougie with Team Fisher Squad.
You're going to be fishing for a lot.
Yo.
All right. Best of luck. May the best man win. We all know who it's going to be.
Fisher's got to be disappointed.
At the end of the day,
in your dreams.
New York Jets.
I'm the goat because I'm the goat, baby.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm disturbed in the head, motherfuckers.
That was.
So wait, Doug. So you're paying for the whole tab then?
That was great.
Must be nice. Projecting so myself
to win. So you're paying for the whole tab then?
The drinks, the first two rounds.
No, we said the whole tab.
Two rounds.
Yeah, two rounds.
No, then Doug did say, so we're paying for the whole, so the loser pays for the whole tab.
Of drinks.
You didn't say drinks, we just said tab. We didn't specify.
No, David said no food.
We didn't specify what the tab is or anything.
David said no food on there.
Two rounds is the tab.
Yeah, two rounds.
See, come on. Now you're giving this guy easy David, way
the, out. We just watched the video. David said no food.
But then loser has to pay for the whole
time. Hey, Jimmy, you can get top shelf if you want. We never said anything about that.
Oh yeah, no. It's gonna be fucking. It's gonna be a long day for Doug.
No.
Must be nice. My prediction was to win it all, and look.
Yeah.
I said Dave, but I flip flop between me and Jonathan.
Yeah.
But I will put him in last place.
All right, boys, you got any predictions for 2024? Could be for your personal life or sports, whatever. Or it could be for the Unsolicited Role Model show.
Lakers need to fire the head coach.
off of that report that just came out today.
Yeah, they need to fire the head coach.
Damn.
Yeah, true.
If we're going with good firing coaches, I guess Jets should fire Hackett.
$5.
I agree.
It's not bad.
For me, I need to fire myself for the performance of my fantasy football team.
Be nice.
Must be nice.
All right, boys. As always, each episode is brought to you by our good friends, Nicole and Dave, Go Sports. We'll see you guys next week. And the vlog will probably be debuting on Wednesday night, a little pre-show before the actual podcast on Thursday. We'll see you guys next week. Bye, guys. Must be nice.
This episode was brought to you by Nicole and Dave, Go Sports. For all your latest information surrounding the world of sports, talk to Dave.
Again, this is what I'm saying. Revs, consistency, because you're messing with momentum in the 21. Game.
Houston, everybody's going to have a good season in Houston. They have nobody.
Not necessarily.
Houston. What did Rodgers do this year without Adams?
He didn't want to be there.
Does not matter. He wanted to play.
He had no care in the world for having an advantage to get Rodgers because he said, I only want to play for that team.
Because the center can't sit in the key anymore.
Wait, hold on. You're
going for the Super Bowl.
Hold on. Because that's not what winning their conference. So you're going to sit here and embarrass yourself on my show?
They're not winning the conference.
No, I heard your words. I'm right here.
I said what? Watts is declining.
You said Burrow. Let me say what I have.
Wow.
Hold on. Can I speak?
Look, you're gonna,
if they would have lost.
I didn't guarantee the win, though. Mm-hmm. I didn't guarantee it.
Meanwhile, you got the Steelers there, so don't even bring your name up.
Holy shit.
Must be nice.
Well, Tampa's going to pull it out somehow.
This guy over here.
We all
see the fans before the New Year's over. Happy New Year to the fans.
Yes. You're making it. You're making it.